Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 29th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Companies use AI, skimp on training. Otter adds enterprise search. Amazon adds conversational audio. Warning against chatbot therapy. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. 56% of German companies use generative AI, but only 27% say employees have received training. 45% see no need for AI upskilling. Usage by size is 68% in firms with more than 250 employees, 60% in medium firms, and 53% in small firms. Training rates are 49% in large firms, 32% in medium, and 21% in small. The Forsa survey polled 500 companies with at least 20 employees. Training is rated important, but budgets are modest. 29% spend less than 500 euros per employee per year. Most spend between 500 and 1,000 euros. Otter now lets enterprise users search across their work apps by acting as a Model Context Protocol client, pulling in data from Gmail, Google Drive, Notion, Jira, and Salesforce alongside meeting notes. The company plans to add Microsoft Outlook, Teams, SharePoint, and Slack. Users can query across sources, push meeting summaries to Notion, or draft Gmail messages. Otter also redesigned its AI assistant to stay present across the interface and use screen context when answering. It added botless meeting capture on Mac and now on Windows, while still supporting meeting joining note takers preferred by many enterprise customers. Otter reports nearly a decade in business and 35 million users.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Amazon launched a new AI feature on Tuesday that lets shoppers ask product questions and get conversational audio answers in real time. Called Join the Chat, it summarizes product features and customer feedback and builds on earlier replies to stay relevant without repeating itself. It's part of Hear the Highlights, audio summaries available on millions of product pages in the Amazon shopping app in the United States. Testing began last May. Users tap the Hear the Highlights button on a product page, then type or speak questions while audio continues as they browse. The feature joins Amazon tools such as Rufus, Interests, and Help Me Decide. A representative German survey finds 65% of 16 to 39-year-olds have talked to AI chatbots about mental strain. These chats are often about everyday stress or heartbreak rather than a diagnosed depression. Among people with diagnosed depression, 35% report discussing their illness with chatbots. The Stiftung Deutsche Depressionshilfe warns these conversations cannot replace medical or psychotherapeutic care. Many chatbots are not designed for therapy, robust studies are lacking, and systems struggle with acute crises. The foundation advises using certified offerings, such as approved health apps on prescription and guided programs covered by health insurance. The online survey interviewed 2,500 people in March 2026.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.